Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning, beautiful people. How are you today out there in the big, bright world? What a great day. This is going to be a fun show. We've got Karen Cody, and this is all about romance. It's complicated, but it's so much more than that. She's just a great soul. She's got a dynamic offering to people who are romance writers, and she's just very inspirational, and it's just going to be fun. And we will take your calls to 347-637-1318. Press pound 1. That'll put you through to the switchboard. You can type your question in the chat box. And I do hope you go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and sign up for your monthly Mind Vitamin newsletter, which will give you a listing of all of our amazing guests for the month. And we have so many amazing people. And, you know, you don't want to miss out. You can listen to these shows replay 24/7 on iTunes for free. Download them to your mobile device. Bring a friend. Have some fun. We all help each other. And, hey, this is a day in the life of all of us that will never happen again. So let's make it count, right? Okay, well, let's get going with Karen because she is the coolest and she's so fun and she's such a earth angel. She is the best-selling, and I mean like number one best-selling author in romance writing, Karen Cody. She is going to join us today to share her marketing tips for authors. So call a friend if you know that they're a writer or want to be a writer. She also has a really unique talent for creating a virtual blog and also a virtual website. So this is going to be some really interesting graphic and design information for you as well as marketing tips. And this is really going to put the sparkle in the day. She's going to share how her faith has helped her success in her writing and in her life all around. The big package, the total picture, it's going to be great. So do be sure to call us. Just so you know, Karen does live in California with her real-life Prince Charming, her husband, and she has a small black pug who totes a sense of humor and a lot of great attitude. You want to connect with Karen. Her website is phenomenal. It's like a vacation resort spot, so you want to go to www.karencody.tv.com. And also, she has a great marketing for romance writer summer camp that's coming up July 14th and 15th. It's all free. You just need to join the Yahoo group, and that's free to participate in. And that would be at the Yahoo groups, and it's marketing for romance writers, all one word. And we are just so excited to have Karen Cody with us today. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Deb. I want you to just keep talking, that's all. I don't need to say anything.
Feeling the love, the colors of love. Hey, listen, we all help each other, and I am just so honored. I mean, I never tire, and we've been Twitter friends and friends through friends with Keith Keller and so many other people. You know, and it's just such a humbling, fun experience for me to finally get to talk to people live. And so much talent, you know, it's so good to share good news, isn't it?
It is. Inspiration is what you do best. And that drew me to you, and not only the people that follow you and their positive responses. It's just a good, it's just a wonderful experience. So,
oh,
yeah.
We're the Mutual Admiration Society.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to slow down here.
It's great. It's the best people we know, Mutual Admiration Society. You know, it's all working. We're feeling it all. It's so good. Hey, you gotta laugh. You know, it's good medicine for the soul. Well, we have a lot of things to cover in a short amount of time. And again, it's great that people can go to your website and so forth. But you have just so many things to discuss and to help listeners with. But I would love to know how you got, you know, started in writing romance. And then we can go into this virtual website talent that you have and some of your charity lounges that you offer to people and the summer camp marketing. We're just, wow, whew, we got so much to do. All right.
Well, where do you want me to start? Just
Let's talk about you, because you are a number one best-selling author, and I think everybody that's an author dreams of being a number one best-selling author, but obviously your stories come from your heart and you're inspired to write these stories. And tell us what inspires you and how did you start writing?
I began writing, my mom inspired me actually when I was about 11 years old. We started reading together, and I think being a writer, not everyone identifies themselves as a writer. We just know that we're different. People appear in our heads. We don't know, you know, we talk to them. And it's just, you really do feel like a bit of an outcast because you're so introvert, an introvert. I'm actually what they call maybe an extrovert, introvert. I can certainly do the social thing. And all that's, you know, the most important to me is my faith. And with God and His, as long as He's my foundation of all that I do, I know it's going to be a wonderful experience, a joyful experience. It's how I met my husband, and so my writing career is the same. I asked Him to bless it. I've been in other careers, and He brought me to writing. I mean, He's the greatest creator, right? And so He's allowed to share that with me, and so what I create, I think. What is success, though? It's not necessarily, you know, it's putting out there your creativity and given the gifts that you've given. You put all that in your heart and soul into that. But people are the key. Doing it for, when I write, I want to make sure that I also look at it as the recipient. Am I going to serve myself or am I going to serve the reader? And the readers are what are most important to me. Because you can always replace any money you spend, but you can never replace the time that you spend on a book. So that would be, and Keith Keller does this very well as far as he has a rule about when he's a big social media with Twitter, as you know. And he says give 90% to others and 10% to yourself. And it's a beautiful philosophy. I love it. And it's worked.
You know, you've just said so many powerful things that I know that people can relate to no matter what country you're living in right now listening. And first of all, Keith Keller, yes, he was one of our Motivation Marathon speakers, and that was a really popular segment because he's a big Twitter teacher, but also, you know, the spirit, the perspective he comes from. But you said a couple of really powerful things. First of all, you write from a place of service, that you are not in that compare despair mode with anybody else. You're just into service. You want to provide somebody else something that is going to be a gift. And, you know, the other part that I find very powerful as you spoke was, you know, you're doing something that is passionate and energizing and soul-giving to yourself. And I think that, you know, a lot of people listening say, well, maybe I want to be a writer, maybe I don't know how, maybe I don't know where to begin, or would it be any good? And what you're saying is don't worry about that. Do what you love, love what you do, do it from a place of service, and don't be concerned with the results. And your faith seems to fill in all the gaps, you know, real seamlessly.
It's my faith is a strong driving point, and it's people, Deb. We're here for one another, and that's the only reason. There's no other purpose. You serve yourself, it dies. but you serve other people, and it comes back in such a big way. It's just, it's amazing. It's the way the world was designed.
And, you know, there's a great quote. You know I'm a quote fanatic. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it. And I love those quotes. And but I don't remember who said it. But the quote is, the most important thing you can do with your life is to create something that will outlast it. And I love what you're saying about the creating. And, you know, one of the guests I had on recently, he was a phenomenal man, Dan Rima. He basically died, you know, and he's a visionary artist, but he died and he came back, one of those near-death experiences. And I asked him at the end of the show, so what is the one thing that you want people to remember, guests to remember? And he says, create. Create something. That's what we're here to do in this world, in this earth, in this short. You know, we are an instant in the skin suit in eternity. None of us are staying. At least last I checked, nobody's staying, including all of us on the call today. You know, we're all leaving at some point. So don't take it too seriously because you're not getting out alive. But the key that we're here to create something, and that's our purpose. And that's what you're doing with your romance writing so beautifully. You know, what's another, let's talk about this real incredible niche talent that you have that's a lot of fun, because you're going to help people today. If they want to be a writer, you can call in, be a best-selling author. You have a virtual website. Tell people about this, what this is. They probably have never heard of such a thing.
Well, the virtual website is, they're avatars. And what it is, you create like a character. I create characters that come on to my show. And readers have an opportunity to meet an author in their books and hear their writer's voice. But very rarely do they get to see the writer's personality. And so what I've done is I've wanted to create a platform for a, you know, to like a 90-second deal where the artist comes on, they speak about who they are, what they're doing. You know, they don't need to talk a lot about their, you know, their specific books that they have out, just to get to know them, because then they're on, you know, the readers get to identify them in a different way. And without, there's YouTube and all of those things, but it doesn't have quite the, you don't really get to listen to what people, because, you know, you're visualizing what they're seeing, what they're doing and stuff, and that's a bit distracting. But with the virtual websites, I interview authors, and this is also, I do charity events, that's later on. But I interview authors, and they get to tell the reader who they are in a different way. You know, it's just kind of nice.
And they're so colorful. I mean, I just think that this is so clever. It's so colorful. It's so engaging. It's so fun. But you know what? It's useful. It's giving us information that we need and want, but we're getting it delivered in a way that really makes it enjoyable. I mean, you know, what could be better than that? And I just want people to go. They can see this, these avatars and what you do at your website. Do you want to give that out to people so they know how they can actually see what you're talking about? Because that's really what they need to do. Because once you see it, it's like, wow, unforgettable.
www.karencote.tv. And then it brings up a menu. There's the Writer's Pen for Cherry Lounge. There's My Bungalow, which introduces the whole aspect of what you're seeing. I have reader reviews. What I do, I am actually a reviewer for Night Owl Reviews, so I do that. But readers want to know what other readers are reading, so I've given a platform to look at other reviews, like compiling a bunch of reviews, bringing them on and speaking about the book and what readers are recommending. So that way it gives people more of an idea of what others are saying instead of just one reviewer, because that's subjective, right? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so somebody listening right now, they may have tuned in because they were attracted to the romance, you know, the romance writing that you did, or somebody else might have been attracted to this, what is this, avatar in marketing, and I want to be a best-selling author. But what you're saying is you also review books, so if somebody's listening and wants to get in touch with you, to review a book and join this community, that's another possibility to help them become their best, you know, talented creating person as well.
Well, that is what I don't, that's the, I don't really, on this particular purpose, because I review for another organization, what this is for is, you know, if someone has a bunch of reviews that they, I spotlight what other people are talking about books. Now, what you're talking about, Deb, and where they're going to get a lot of the resources at Marketing for Romance Writers, that's all that this, that would help them. Anybody who's even thinking about doing, you know, writing a book, or someone who's newly published who doesn't know where to go, this is all that. K.L. Allen built this back in 2006. She founded this. And she is such a teacher, a writer, you know, she's a beautiful, beautiful person. She does it all selflessly. And that's why I was drawn, not like with you, I was drawn to her because of this. She just gives so much of herself. So people who are looking for help, I just have to point them to Marketing for Romance Writers. It's amazing. We take you by the hand. It's free. We help, you know, there's such a plethora of talent and experience in that group, that if you ask a question, it gets answered right away. It's amazing.
Wow. So the summer camp, the free summer camp, Marketing for Romance Writers in July, that's a great opportunity. And, you know, you mentioned KL. I think we have her on the line. Would you mind, is it okay to bring her in?
Well,
on,
please.
I think this is KL. I'm not sure. KL, is this you?
It's me.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. Hi.
Hi, Gail.
Best people we know.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in and sharing your shine, Gail. That's so wonderful. Wow, this is great.
You.
Well, I'm going to let you two ladies start talking about what you do, because we're just all, myself included, I've got the front row seat here. Tell us what you're doing and how we can connect and how you're going to help us.
Let me start, KL, just by introducing you. KL Allen took me by the hand when I became newly published, and she walked me through every bit of the process. There are many people out there, much advice going on, but the quality and value and just asking for nothing in return, KL Allen is, if you're a new writer or an experienced writer and you're looking for direction, especially in the social media frenzy, she's the person that has just, she's put my career on steroids. So with that, Alan.
Wow. Okay. That's humbling. I'm like, what do I say now?
You just do what you do.
I told you some friends that if Karen and I got on the radio together, it would be a squee fest because we have so much fun working together. And this last weekend, I was gone a weekend for a convention, and I was able to turn over all the different things of the marketing group. I let everyone know, while I'm gone, if you need something, go to Karen, because even if she does not know what to do, she's one of those people who finds the way. She will hunt it down and nail it. She's a hunter. She finds a way. And so when she came across Marketing for Romance Writers and asked a few questions, immediately I saw the potential that she had. And she would go off and do promotion things for us, and she would come up with contest ideas. And she found a couple of places that Marketing for Romance Writers could be listed at no cost. And I thought, she needs to be doing this more. And so I asked her if she would be the promotions director for Marketing for Romance Writers. I cannot do this by myself. I started out with about maybe 8 to 12 people. I can't even remember. It's been 6 years ago. But I started with friends because everybody kept asking me, Kale, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I would write out the answer because that's the way I am. If someone asked me for help, I try to give it. So I was spending so much time explaining that I wasn't getting anything done. So I made a Yahoo group and I said, everybody come join here and then ask a question on the group and I'll tell everybody. And then everybody won't ask me the same question over and over. Well, now there's over 1,100 people on that group. So it kind of blossomed. So what happened was it just got to be too busy, so I started looking for people to help. And two people who came alongside me immediately, just within the first year, were Marty Rain and Jean Barrick. And those two helped me literally put it on the map and get everything going. And right now we have a crew of 8 people, and plus myself, all volunteers who work doing all sorts of things. We have 2 blogs. One is for marketing ideas and marketing tips. One is for promoting our authors. We have a newsletter that's produced professionally by Rochelle Weber. She puts it out in a PDF format as well as on Issue, which is spelled ISSUU.com. And you can go there and just flip the pages. It's like a pretty book online. And it's beautiful. We have proofreaders for it. We have group liaisons who come in and make sure that during the free workshops that we hold that everybody's questions get answered, their new people get promoted and pulled into the group, and just everything is taken care of. And Karen is the overseer for all of that. She handles just anything that has to do with promoting the group. And the summer
camp,
she's
that website.
Coordinating
let's
most
give...
of that.
I'm just going to pause
give you
for a minute.
The easy one.
Yes, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I want to make sure that people have, as you're talking about, because they're probably saying, okay, but where do I go for this now?
Where do I find out
about this?
Well, there's an easy way to get there. If you go to up to your browser and you put is.gb/MFRW for Marketing for Romance Writers, MFRW group, and hit return, it will take you right there. It's very easy. Otherwise, you have to go to Yahoo and then find groups and then go to the thing and then hunt up marketing. It takes forever. So I made a shortcut, is.gb/MFRW group, and you can get right there. The other thing you can do once you get to the group, then you'll also find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group with a little over 200 members on that one. And I'm surprised that there aren't more. There'll probably be a rush now. But we have
a huge
group on Facebook. They're very busy. But the Facebook group is just an extension of us. We do all our training, marketing programs, workshops and things like that on the Yahoo group because it's just so easy to put things in the archives and keep them. And people can immediately respond back and forth. But on the Facebook page, we announce things that we're doing, and we also do things like promote our blogs and different books. Also, now, if you're an author and you have a book out on Amazon, and you know how important it is to have a like and a tag on those books, it moves your book up through the ranks of sales much faster if people like your book and tag it. Give it the little thing that says it's this genre, that genre, and has your name on it. So when we get a new book, we post it on there, and all the people in the group go like it and tag it. So it really helps a great deal. So we help promote one another. And that's basically what we do.
It's amazing because Karen's a number one best-selling author, and I know that you, Dynamic Duo, that's what you do. What you do for Karen, what you do with each other, you can do for anybody listening. And I think that's the real exciting opportunity here is people doing what they love, which is writing. And whether, you know, in this romance and the passion that you have to support those authors, and I'm sure that there's even non-romance writers who are going to be able to learn so much from you. Tell us a little bit more about this tagging, because I don't think that people really understand that. I don't want to go too deep into it because when they work with you, you'll go through that. But can you just expand a little bit more on that? Because sometimes do you find that books don't do really well, not because they're not good, it's just that they're not in the right place and they can't find them. I don't even with the radio shows, I have to be very selective about what particular category I put the radio show in because people are looking for something and you can have the best product, but if nobody can find you, it's not going to do any good.
That's exactly the point right there. That is the point. If you have, let's say that you wrote a book about a sheriff and a fugitive, and you had you never use those two words, sheriff, fugitive. You never talk about it's a police, you know, story or a crime story or a mystery or any of those kind of things. When people are, they go to Amazon, and I'm using Amazon, but it also works on other sites as well. But let's say they go to Amazon. They don't know your name yet. They don't know your book title, but they want something to read. And so they go, okay, I want a crime story because that's what really I enjoy. So they put crime story. All the books that have that little tag that are listed as those kinds of books pop to the surface. Now, if you have that tag on your book, it'll show up eventually. The more people who tag the book with that, the higher up in the listing it goes. And that can actually increase your sales because a book that can be found can be purchased. So it's important that you have that. The other thing is important, people don't think of this. Don't wait for other people to tag your book. Tag your book yourself. Then when people come along to tag your book for you or help you, their tags, the little genres and things that you want to be known as are already listed, and all they have to do is say, oh, yeah, I like click that, click this, click the other, and always use your name as a tag because even though your name is there on the book, if it's also tagged, it actually increases how many places your name is found on the site, and it will bring your name up. It'll bring it faster. So it helps quite a bit. Have you ever looked for a book for someone, and they have a kind of generic name? I can, like, Mary Smith, I like to pick on Mary Smith. There probably is no Mary Smith authors out there, but Mary Smith, and so you get Mary, every kind of thing, but it's hard to get Mary Smith, especially if it's spelled funny, like S-M-Y-T-H-E, because it's different. You don't find it right away, because people don't maybe know. But if you keep putting it in as tags and people, because people will accept that tag as they go through, you know how on Amazon you can say, agree with these tags, you can click it, and then you can, you know, do a lot with that as well. So liking and tagging, there's a little like button. It's very similar to Facebook, but it only likes it on Amazon. It doesn't like it on Facebook or Twitter. You can also add it to Facebook if you want and Twitter. They have those social media buttons in on the side, but that like button is for Amazon. So well, if you're using it, using those, it'll really help. And you just ask, on our group, we just ask each other to do, and we'll say, here, I have a new book, would you tag mine? And then I'll tag yours too. So then in our comment, we go, done, and then we list the little URL for our own book. And as people go through, and we'll maybe do 10 or 15 books in a day or so, and it takes seconds, because once you know what to do, it's very easy to just click, 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 and you're done. And it's so quick, and we just do that for each other.
And, you know, I think there's a few powerful points that, you know, I just want to really pause on, because you're sharing with people, and I think if somebody joined us today and they just got this one piece of information, not that there isn't a basket full of gifts here that you two are providing, but this one piece of information can just change, have such a, you know, small keys open big doors. This small piece of information can make an enormous difference on the success of your book and who can find it and how to find it. But one of the things that I'm hearing is you really, in this effort of service, this community that you've created really helps one another be successful. And I think it's amazing that it really doesn't even, I mean, it's free to join the summer camp, for example, and this community that you've created, I mean, really, isn't that part of the winning equation?
It is, because if you do something for others, it will always come back to you.
I'm so shaking my head right now because you're like all over what Romance Writers is all about. Because that one little instance that KL just gave, she will respond like that, or someone else will respond like that in the group. And the amount of topics that we could talk about, it's all covered there. And the group is not filled up with promoting my specific book. You cannot promote your own books there because it's just a learning, sharing. What's our motto, KL? Teach.
Yeah, you had to go say that, didn't you? I know that one really. I say it all the time, and then you wouldn't go say,
Learn, seek, teach, share.
I made it sort of alliterative so I could remember it. Seek, teach, share, learn, succeed. And yes. And we seek by looking for ways to help others. We teach what we know. We're always open to share with other people. We learn by listening, and we succeed by helping each other promote. So those five things, that's the hallmark. That's what we were built on. Those were the things I wanted to accomplish when I created the group. And that's what our theme is for summer camp this year. And it's actually going to be Opportunity Knocks. And this was Karen's idea. Karen came up with the idea of let's do Opportunity Knocks. And I want you to think about this for a second. If you think of how people say, oh, opportunity only knocks once. No, it doesn't. It knocks as many times as you open that door. Because if you think, how many of us are doing this as a second career or a third or a fourth career? We have had opportunities in the past to do other things, and this is a new opportunity for us. So when that opportunity knocks, don't be afraid, and don't think, oh, I missed it. No, you didn't. Just come back and try it again. So we're doing one of the fun things we're doing is, and Karen came up with this idea, and then Heaven O'Shea, who's one of our members and one of the group liaisons, she also had some ideas with this, and then we came up with knock-knock jokes to use on Twitter. So it's little things like knock-knock, who's there, honeybee. Honeybee who? Honeybee, a deer, take me to summer camp. And we use little, and then we use the group logo, here the group links, you know, and things like that. Use the short URLs, and our hashtag is MFRW summer camp. So it helps us to do things like that. And you know, it's like who's there? Boo hoo! You know, don't cry. Come to summer camp. You know, just all those kind of things. I think we can have a whole bunch of them.
You make the social media productive, effective, but also fun. You know, you got to have a sense of humor, and which is terrific. And I can't believe I know that this person. We have somebody that's been on the line, very patient. 847-513. If you had a question for Karen or Kaylee, you're on the air. Tell us your name and what your question is.
Knock knock.
847-513.
Hi, Weber.
Ooh. Rochelle Weber, knock, knock.
Hi, Rochelle.
Oh, so glad to see you.
Knock, knock, you guys. Who's there?
Who's there?
Knock, knock joke.
Who's there?
You know, it's just, I tell you, are we the best people we know? We are. I've got like this, the chat room's going crazy. We've got Savannah Chase, Andy Lyon, so many more. I'm telling you, I don't know how we're gonna get all these people.
I didn't even notice the chat room. I didn't get down that far.
Anyway, gosh.
Gosh, I'm glad we're having the summer camp.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're glad that you're on air. Did you have some shine to share with us here?
Well, I'm Rochelle Weber. I'm the newsletter editor for MFRW. And I'll be doing a workshop during summer camp telling how I put together the newsletter and telling people how they can put together newsletters for their brands.
That is so wonderful because I think that newsletters, I mean, people that subscribe, if you know, for anybody listening, and I know Andy Lyons is one of, you know, is a big entrepreneur. She's had many businesses. But I think when you have people that are interested in what you offer and they trust you and they know you and they respect you and you have that connection, it's important to continue giving updated information, isn't it? And I think the newsletter is something that, you know, people forget about and they don't necessarily do it right. It shouldn't be an infomercial, but it should be something that is useful and something that people are excited to get.
Yeah, yes. Most definitely. And our newsletter, we feature an author each month, and we have links to each of the publishers who are in there. We this month are spotlighting the Brenda Novak auction and a And then we have new books, books that have come out last month or books that came out this month, or sometimes people submit their books early, 1 month early, so we might have books that are coming out the following month. And
it's not a basic newsletter. It's beautiful. It's beautiful newsletter.
So how do people sign
Thank
up for
you.
That?
They just send their books. We're trying to come up with a – I've been sending them to me, but I just had a computer glitch and learned the hard way that we need to have a place for people to send their books, send their stuff so that everyone can get it. I may have lost a couple of submissions this month when my computer crashed.
I think everybody understands that at some point, okay? You're in the real world. We're real people. So that's understandable.
Well, one thing we did, because of that, this was one of the things where, as a group, we learned a lesson. So I created a secondary Yahoo group called MFRW Staff, and it's for all the volunteer workers. So now when people have a blog article that they need to submit or they have a something for the newsletter, everything gets mailed to that. To the Yahoo email, the owner of the Yahoo group, which is all the volunteer members are all owners of the group. So that way, all of us get it. Surely one of us will be able to keep something. With 8 or 9 of us getting this material, surely somebody can keep it. We'll have it somewhere. So,
yeah,
so that will never happen again. But yeah, you know,
the
only one who kept
work.
It this month.
Now, Deb, one thing I want. Go ahead.
No, we just have, all these great minds thinking alike. We're all just like chatting and talking away at the same time. You got to love us. You know, I just think, and again, I just think of, wow, look at what you are doing and what a difference you are making in the world just because you have a vision. It's the Walt Disney. If you can dream it, you can do it. And what I love about you ladies is you are not worried about anybody else's judgment. You're out there doing your best, loving life, having fun, and everything, it seems to you, is a gift. Even the computer crashes. I mean, I love it.
You know,
yeah, I got a new computer.
You've got Savannah Chase on there. She is one of the biggest, oh, my gosh. She is a go-getter. She has a following. Anytime that she, like she promotes the silly little knock-knock joke tweets, she does that, and I get giga alerts after giga alert, and it's got her name on it. So her SEO presence is amazing. Her search engine optimization is amazing. But I also wanted to, with Marketing for Romance, you know, you're talking about my virtual website. I found the person to build that at Marketing for Romance Writers. I had no clue where to begin on finding a website. And I had options for free websites for people who on a budget, and then I had people, you know, just powerhouses that helped me build the site. And I needed to find out how to promote on a budget. And so KL actually gave me the idea of using a logo lip balm, and it has been the biggest hit. And I've been watching what's been going on the last couple of days. They call it swag, and the ideas coming out of that and helping authors on a budget promote, it's mind-blowing. And that's what Marketing for Romance Writers offers. It's free service. Anybody, it doesn't matter what the topic is. You know, we can talk about the newsletter. We can talk about promoting or marketing. You know, the summer camp is going to be what Marketing for Romance Writers does on a daily basis, except it's going to overdrive mode.
I'm so excited. I just jumped in.
We're all excited. It's okay. It's good to be enthusiastic.
I had an opportunity over the weekend. I went to a convention, and I was talking to one of the publishers there. And I said, you know about my Marketing for Romance Writers group, yes? And she goes, of course I do. I'm a member, you know. Because we have publishers, editors, agents, marketing promotion services, all kinds of stuff. And it's not just romance. When I started it was because that's all I thought would be interested. But we have nonfiction writers on there.
Oh, yeah.
And we have young adult writers. It doesn't matter if you write and you have a book that you need to market. Come on. We'll help you. So I was talking to her, and I said, well, one of the things I'd really like to do is to have an opportunity for authors to do pitches to publishers and talk about what their ideas are. And she said, oh, my gosh, we would love to do that. So I'm working with Karen at Karen Lynn from Coffee Time Romance is going to I'm giving her some material, and she's going to take it and contact all her publishers. She has a bookstore on her on the Coffee Time Romance website. She's going to contact all of them for us and ask them if they'll take pitches.
And so, yeah, once you're excited.
Karen at Coffee Time Romance is going to be so fun because you'll be able to say, here, I have a book like this. I want to do this kind of thing. And you'll be able to pick which publisher you want to talk to. I mean, all of them that are going to take part. And we'll have a list of everybody. So start making plans that you've got a book you want to pitch to someone. We're going to have all kinds of different publishers. And then the other thing is one of the things we did, and this was probably one of the best things, we came up with the idea of let's have Friends of Romance as an award. And we picked the first three was Coffee Time Romance, The Romance Studio, and Romance Junkies. And I honestly picked them myself because we needed somewhere to start. And I have worked with the people from these three sites for the past 6 years, and I can tell you how wonderful they are. In fact, I've worked with them since 2004, so it's been 8 years. Each of them has a specific thing that they do that's just phenomenal. So people say, well, I don't know where to go. I mean, should I advertise here? Should I do this? Should I do that? We first tell them, look at our Friends of Romance because we know they're good. And we're getting ready to come up with some new friends. I think in June we're going to start with the next section and we'll have three new friends. So we'll do at least three every 6 months. We'll have six a year. It'll be voted on by the people in the group, depending on what kind of things they offer and what they do. There's so many places to choose from that it's going to be a hard thing to do. But what we're trying to set up is people that we can say, we know these are good, we know these people aren't going to rip you off, and you can be pretty sure that you'll get good service here. Consequently, and if something happens and you don't, you know, we'll want to know about it. But that way, you've got someone you know where to go, where to get help, and something you can afford. And then when we did a contest, and this was, again, I tell you, I'm a very big Karen Cody fan. She came up with this idea of think outside the box. And our logo for that was a tic-tac-toe thing that had X's and O's, and then there was a zero outside the box with the line drawn, like, ha-ha, I won, you know. And it was outside the box. And it was blog articles, and we had three winners. Each of our Friends of Romance provided things. One of them provided a solid year of featured membership for one of our authors. Another one gave them several months of advertising and front page ads at no cost. And then the other one just did other things too. We had incredible gifts that we were able to give out that were worth quite a bit. And they are also sponsoring for summer camp. They're going to have for all our volunteer workers, and it's more than just our eight that we have. We have all our speakers and so on. They're going to provide a little gift for each one of them. Plus, there's going to be goodie bags. You know how when you go to RT or you go to RY, you do one of those kind of things, you get a little goodie bag, has things in it? Well, you're going to get that on Marketing for Romance Writers Summer Camp, but it'll be virtual goodies, like it'll be free sign-up sheets for how to do something, or it'll be a book on publishing, or it'll be all kinds of stuff. There'll be little treats that you can get from our different Friends of Romance. And hopefully by then we'll have six different Friends of Romance for you to choose from. So that's something else to look forward to with that summer camp.
It's like a one-stop shopping. You never need to leave. I mean, everything is there. You just never know. And you know, this, I love that. Oh, I can visualize that outside the box. But it's so true that we think just because it's not in our head, it doesn't exist. And it's mm-hmm. almost like you people have created an amazing mastermind group, you know, and they're you know, statistically
that's
known
really
to be
good.
So great and successful. It's so you really are helping each other, you know, just tap into those resources that normally, you know, wouldn't be possible on your own. So I want to make sure people know before we run out of time how to get to this. How to get to the summer camp, the marketing group, how to get in touch with you, Kaylee, and Karen. And, you know, there's just so many opportunities. And these avatars, I think it's going to be commonplace in the near future because technology, you know, look at YouTube and the videos. I think it's just amazing what you've done with these avatars as well.
Thank you.
I love
our avatars are wonderful. I've been on there, and it was so much fun.
Well, in this digital age, people need to know how and why. Because a lot of people have been writing for years and, you know, just pen and paper, right? And now everything has turned into a big social. And that's what Marketing for Romance Writers helps you with, even self-publication. I mean, what's going on in the, you know, the e-books versus print and, you know, and what's going on with the big six and publishing. This helps people transition, and it's so giving. That's what I love most about it, Deb. It's just so really giving and not taking anything. It's just constant giving. It's beautiful.
You do the next right thing, and it all falls into place. And speaking of giving, I have to give another call. The switchboard, everybody wants to talk to you, ladies. You're just like the happening place. How have we lived without you? 405, I've got to bring somebody else on the air. 405-589, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh, Deb. This is Lael, and I don't think I pushed to talk. I was just listening. But I'm really enjoying the call.
We love you. Tell us who you are. We love Lael. She's awesome. She's actually a pastor, and she's an amazing woman. We love you. You're the Love Sprinkles Angel Wing lady.
Oh, I adore you.
Cool.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. I think that the thing that hit me the most was that you don't worry about what anybody thinks of your writing. You're not worried about that. You're worried about serving, but you're not afraid of failure.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. That's probably my, the hardest thing for me to overcome is the fear of failure.
Well, if you failed, then that's a good thing because that's one less. You know, you have to get so many no's before you get a yes. So
no,
the
isn't
more
that
no's
the truth?
You get, the closer you are to that yes. So failure is good.
Yeah, I know.
I
paint also, and I have sold one painting in my life because I give them away. And I think that, you know, they're just priceless. And I think that's the thing you have to overcome with your writing also is, you have to, you know, put a price on it. I don't know.
There's a little bit of feedback coming in on your call, Lael. So
let me close my computer. Okay.
I think it might just be a little bit of, and there's somebody else on the call too. But you know, this is what's so great. I love internet radio. Look at how we can all connect and share, and it's so great. It's Lael, your analogy and segue with the artwork is beautifully complemented by, you know, what Karen and Kaylee are talking about today. So it's a good thing you picked up it's a good thing we got you on air, Lael.
Yes, well, so nice to talk to you finally. And Karen, I look forward to reading your books. I'm very excited about that. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love people who serve. And you do that. Your title is the epitome of that. So thank you for all that you do for people. And giving your paintings away, I love that. Love that.
Well, love you both. Thank you for the show.
Thank you, Lael. Love hugs, angel sprinkles, all that good stuff. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have another caller on 978-470, and you're on the air. Thank you for joining us. 978-470, did you want to go ahead and share your shine with
Ryan.
Us?
Hey, it's Andy. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe my timing today. You, of course, I'm a huge erotic romance writer fan from years ago, and I built a business around erotica and how it's so wonderful for women, and I love sharing the love of authors. So I met Savannah Chase in the chat room. You rock, sister. already downloaded her book, downloaded Erotic Deception, and I'm sure I'm going to go find something in KL's group and download and get back to reading.
Honey, my goodness, you're busy.
Wait a minute.
You know, all
thank
of
you
us,
for buying Erotic Deception. I do have to tell you, mine isn't erotica. It's romantic suspense. It's a lighthearted sheriff detective story. So
which I will love just as much as well. Because, you know, I've been reading Jane Anne Prentz and everybody for forever, so that will fit right in.
Yeah,
to my
I
reading pleasure. No.
Well,
I'm never disappointed with romance and happy ever afters, please.
Okay, good.
But
yeah.
How can that be a bad thing, right?
But what I want to add to the
for what you do.
Well, I want to,
you
know,
you,
also add to the conversation. Oh, you're very welcome. And I just want to add to the conversation, these authors work so hard to promote their books and market and support each other. I've never seen anything like it. And any time that I can like, tag, review, is just an honor and a pleasure for me, because you bring so much pleasure to many of our lives with your stories. You know, I tell people all the time, when you're done, when you've had enough of reading Economic Times, or the Wall Street Journal, or watching the doom and gloom, pick up a well-written romantic book and get tuned in, turned on, and have a good time.
Oh, my. Come over and like our Facebook page. You know, come join us on our group. We would love to have you over there.
Oh, I would be thrilled. Thank you.
Andy. We love you, and you, love, you just do that, the stardust sprinkle. I mean, you know, hey, you got to have, I have to say, I'm getting tongue-tied, because this is what's so great about live radio. You never know what you're going to hear and learn and share. You never know what's going to happen when we all get together. It's a little cocktail mixture. But, you know, again, you are always promoting somebody else. Always, always, always.
Aww.
And I think, again, this theme, this golden thread of service, it's amazing how much you get when you're focused on giving, isn't it? The irony of life. This is beyond romance writing. This is just a method of living that we need to start working on branding. I can't believe how the switchboard is just so lit up. We're never going to get to everybody. Oh, my goodness. Andy, I'm so glad that you called, and we're going to see you. How can people find you on Twitter? Because you've got a great following there as well.
Well, I'm at Andy Lyons for my personal brand, and I'm at Bring Back Desire for the business.
Woo-hoo.
For the business. There you go. Okay, we got your little plug in there. Okay, I'm going to take the next call, Andy. But just thank you so much for taking the time to call in and share with us. Yeah, laughter is always a good medicine, you know, for the soul. Okay, Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see. Who else? I have someone here in 214 that's been patiently on hold. 214-327, you're on the air if you'd like to speak with Karen or Kaylee.
Hi, Karen. It's Vicki. I had to say hi.
Oh, hi, Vicki. Oh, how adorable.
I have to tell you that Karen has done so much for me. Anytime I have had something new come out, she has me on that blog and does me up in that cute little avatar thing, and I feel like I don't do it justice with what I say.
I've always had
so many people say so many great things about it. Oh, Karen, you're a doll. You know,
Vicki,
I love you.
Vicki is a very, very, she inspires me. You know, KL is my mentor. Vicki is, she just gives, and she's so practical. You should see her friend following. I mean, I think that says it all about her. She has got so many friends, and selfishly, I have Vicki on my show so I can get all of her friends on there. I'm like,
I'm just kidding. Nothing wrong with sharing the love. It's always a good thing. And, you know, this is wonderful, because the more people you meet, think of how many other people you're meeting through this one person. You know, we never know what's going to happen. So many times in life, it's that 6 degrees of separation. So many times in life, just stepping out to meet this one new person, you can't imagine what's going to happen because of that one decision you made to connect with Vicki or with Andy or with, you know, with Karen. We never know. But the important thing is that we take the action. Isn't that what you're about? Your group is very action-oriented.
Yes.
Don't judge. Don't judge. Don't overthink it. Just get out and do it and watch what happens. And I think that your faith embraces more possibilities that way as well.
Well, when Karen stepped in on the marketing group and said she's going to do this, this, and this, and she was looking for help, I mean, yes, I'm there automatically, and I got all my plotting princesses there too, so we're behind you 100%.
I love you guys. You're the best. Thank you.
Oh, you're the plotting princess. I keep hearing that.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's working. It's working. And you know, I think that
when I first heard that,
isn't this a beautiful example of social media? How wonderful social media is, and doing what you love, loving what you do, getting results, but having fun in the process. I mean, I think sometimes we forget that you don't have to have a big budget. You know, you don't have to have a big company behind you all the time to be super successful. I mean, Karen's book has been number one.
Yes.
And it's number one as a result of what you're all sharing today. You know, it's that team makes the dream.
She has worked so hard. She deserves it all.
I don't know about deserve. I tell you what, my publisher is, that's her motto, Use It Up Publishing. Her motto is build the team to achieve the dream. And Leah Schitzes and Litza, which I'm hoping, KL, that they will be doing some pitches in July. I need to ask her, or Karen needs to ask her, if they would be available, because she is a phenomenal publisher. And I just love her. And she's all about the giving philosophy, Deb, that you promote so well. You have us all on here together, and just the energy, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I appreciate it. I thought I wasn't going to be able to make it through this hour. It's like, oh, my gosh. But you guys...
It's almost gone. I'm looking
I'm
at the clock,
here,
and I'm like, I am so sad. We don't even have 5 minutes left. It's like time to go. But I just want to say one thing. You're telling me I love my own show so much that I hope everybody else loves it as much as me, because I have had a blast and I have learned so much. And, you know, really, you are such a testimony, and you're going to help so many people today. I don't think it's an accident that someone's listening. I don't think it's an accident that someone's going to forward this show to somebody else. And then, you know, that dream comes alive. You have to put the seeds in the ground for the plant to grow. And I think there's been a lot of great seeds planted here today with all of you. And I just want to thank you so much for being a blessing. I want to thank all of our listeners, all of our guests. The chat room's just been too much fun. I love those little emoticons going around. They are too funny. But I'm going to have to say it's time to go. I give out your email or, I guess, your website, Facebook, Twitter, anything that you'd like to share so that people can follow up with you to get involved in being part of your Romance Writer Free Summer Camp, your marketing, all of the things that you have to offer.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that, because I think the marketing for romance is going to serve better than
okay.
personal.
It is. Yeah, you can find all of us there. The easy way, type is.gd/MSRW group, and you will get right to us. We are also on Facebook. If you look for us as marketing, we're MSRW authors. Marketing for romance writers is so long that when you write that in something, it takes up the whole space. So we had to come up with a short.
And if somebody wants to text that, it's hard to text that without the little abbreviation. So that's a perfect text that somebody can share as well.
We use that as a hashtag. So if you go to Twitter and do MFRW, you'll find us that way too. Once you get to one of us, you'll find the group, because we're always talking about it.
Hey, it's like marrying into the family. You're marrying all the relatives in the family. Meet one and you've got them all.
Deb and Kale.
Gotta love it.
This hour was my hour. Thank you. What a treasure and a treat. I will treasure this forever. Thank you so much, both of you.
Well, listen, it's recorded for the rest of your life, even past your life, 24/7. You can download on iTunes. So I'm going to tell everybody to go to iTunes, and you can rate the show. And I hope that, you know, you've enjoyed today as much as I have. This is a great resource, everybody. Please share this show with a friend. Thank you for keeping us going and growing. We're over 65,000 listeners now, and I am just thrilled and humbled and having, you know, such a great time with all of you that, you know, if you have a guest, you have ideas, please, please contact us. Make sure that you get in touch with Kay Allen, Karen Cody, and share the show with a friend. So we're all out of time, and I just want to close with my favorite quote from Oscar Wilde. Be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out, make it a great day, be a blessing, and you'll truly be blessed in return.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.